Wise Guys Morning Show.
Baby, take the load off.
Baby, take the load off.
Child of mine.
And a man and an
angel.
Baby, take the load off.
Baby, take the load off.
He's gonna love your hurting away.
Yeah, wow. You know
I love
meant.
The terminology, man.
You know what he was talking about,
I'm gonna love you all night long. I'm gonna love that man off your mind.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How?
Oh, man, look at there.
Yeah.
I'll be dad blame. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because you want to spend time with my kids.
Well, I was about to say, that must have not have been a planned pregnancy for,
I came back to work too soon. One of those deals.
Come on in. Come on in.
You can't quit.
Come on in.
Oh, Paige is allergic to the Oak Ridge Boys.
Especially this one.
She don't like one, the big beard. The one that's like Carmen.
Is he creepy?
That guy did it like Carmen, the religious singer Carmen. The one that had the like...
Oh, Carmen.
The one that does that. Take a load off.
I'm going to love that pain away. I'm going to love that frown away. I'm going to love on you a little bit.
Love you a long time.
What's that?
Taylor's creepy. Hey, baby.
Like, they got you taken care of. You want somebody that just talks normal? You want somebody that sounds like they got balls the size of...
That part.
You like that?
Or do you want somebody that sings like you?
No, I want... I like the deep voices. Like Fat Boy's creepy voice.
Baby, tell me what's wrong.
Does he talk like that, you think?
I'm sure he does.
They could put Cocaine's stepdaughter in the Oak Ridge Boys if they want to go back out.
He's the one who kicks back in the giddy up a giddy up oom papa mau mau and Elvira.
Oom papa mau mau.
What were we summoning? Is that a demon summons or some kind?
Whatever Chucky was saying in the
giddy up a giddy up oom papa mau mau. That sounds like an NBA player.
We got a new Oak Ridge boy. He goes by the name of Cocaine.
Do you see who dunked on Victor Wembanyama last night? It was oom papa mau mau.
Oh boy.
Giddy up oom papa.
Was he related to Bobo?
Yes. I got his Papa Radasha refractor.
Ruff, marl, marl. Giddy up, boom, bop, boom, bop, mow, mow.
Hi, old Silver.
Don't you take a load off.
Says here his cousin was Harry Reams.
You sound like you're choking.
Harry Reams.
Yep.
He was, look.
Which was not his real name, by the way.
Do you women like Harry Chest? I think it was his real name, actually.
Harry Chest was not his real name. His real name was Herbert Streicher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We know what you had to
They called it a professional pseudonym. Yes, that's what I was thinking too. They called it a professional pseudonym that he would be. Why would you do that, though? Like, why would you, like, maybe not try to, like, be so, like, ridiculous with the name? Like, if you were a porn star named Dixie Cups.
Yeah.
Like, you not ever... Now, it's hard to ever really, like, cross fully over into it. The last one I can remember that I can't remember, but she was the girl that was... Sasha Gray. There we go. No, that's a wrestler.
Not as her.
Okay, yeah. She went into acting.
It's a pretty mainstream. New, though, Sasha
mainstream
Gray.
Acting, yeah.
We talked to her because she was doing Entourage, and she was doing that Soderbergh movie. I just forgot the name of it.
Yeah, I remember her.
I mean, that's what people are going to know you as. You better pick a good one.
That's true. I'll forever be known as former owner of a dildo company.
Dildo Matt.
Fat Boy will be known as... We used to sell those, Paige, if you wanted to put all yours on there and let them air dry.
Dildo Matt. It was like, you know how the kids had the race car rugs? You had the dildo mats.
I had the dildo mats. We had the hot tub, Jeremy.
Put the big one here and put the little one down there.
Put the big dildo on the mat.
You got any songs you want to bring to the group?
I got one's called Put the Dildo on the Mat. Giddy up, boom, papa. Giddy up, papa. Mow, mow. Put the dildo on the mat.
Don't you imagine, like, when you go, oom, papa, mow, mow, there's going to be, like, smoke. It's like Scooby-Doo. A smoke appears and some kind of Navajo warrior, but he's a ghost. Oh, he's sitting there shaking these sticks at you. He's going, like, I'm going to summon some guy. I am a demon, too, but I'm going to summon another demon here.
Oh, my God.
I'm a witch doctor. Ah!
Then the guy shows up and said, I thought you said demon. You said demon.
Also, yeah. Oddly enough, this is more gender stereotyping, and enough about the WNBA, but about how a witch was always a woman, but a witch doctor was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Oh,
were there,
yeah.
Were there witch nurses?
Mm.
What is oral?
That was a good, there, Paige. I can't tell if you just had something good to eat.
There's a word for that.
Mm. You didn't see many orgasm. Warlocks.
No. Mm. Warlocks, yes. Wizard. Oh, good song.
Not the witch doctor. I was in love with you.
Hey, sir.
Tana's in a gangbang or whatever. So.
Imagine people, like, what was going on in the world? People would make this a number one song and, like, call and request. That their local DJ, please play the.
Was this the same time as Surfin' Bird? Probably. Surfin' Bird got unseated this week by Ting Tang Walla Walla Gang Bang.
Really, like, man, but then you think back to the 90s, like Chumbawamba, or even we got in that whole weird cycle where, like, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It looks like a bad word missing a couple vowels in it. Is it Psy?
Oh, shit.
That whole phenomenon. Like,
shout out, Looper.
In years from now, they'll do some kind of Netflix documentaries. Like, you remember those songs that you're like, why is this song number one and why are we all singing it? Because it was mind control of some kind. I bet it was. The word is the bird? What?
Like, what is he talking about?
What is gangbang style, Paige?
This was huge. I still didn't know who the guy was.
What the hell did the fox ever say? Yeah? I don't know.
You said it like he would say it.
Why not the fox? Hey.
What the hell did?
What the hell you saying, man? I was doing an international one there for any particular
I was
nation.
Doing an impersonation of Looper.
Oh, yeah.
Contrello, taking me home.
Taking me home. I was hoping you were going to use that on Best Damn Audio. But, like, what if that guy was, like, a CIA operative or something? Maybe that kid that did the what's that dance? He was on Ellen Made Him Famous, and then Katy Perry made him.
Oh, are you talking about the stinky leg, by chance?
No. Uh-oh, summoning a demon. Oh, get your covens together. We're going to merge with Mother Earth.
We're going to merge.
Into a machine.
Are you talking about the floss?
There, that kid. That kid that would do that. What is that? He's probably doing some kind of...
Like, what are you summoning?
Some kind of goddess of war kind of Shibata thing. Shaman. I don't know what I'm saying. There you go, shaman. Shibata's a wrestler.
Did you see...
Damn it.
I kind of don't have time to open this can of worms.
That's right. Occult.
You mentioned something about spying for other people. Did you see where a bunch of people got the scam marriages? And the people that officiated these scam marriages weren't real citizens, too?
So they can get...
They were Chinese nationals. I got to look up the exact...
So
the
they were...
Them.
Well, you know, like, I don't remember what kind of background check was done, but, like, I'm still on paper, a legal minister. I can...
You can marry people.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And I'm not talking about my personal life, but I've married five people.
If I ever want to get married again,
well, I would.
Let's see if I can give you.
You know, Paige, I'd like to watch from the crowd this time. Every time you get married, you have me doing something.
Marry a chick this time.
I hired your whole family.
She had me come out of a cake for the bachelorette party.
Yeah,
better out than in.
Grace
right?
was in the wedding.
It's true.
This was
my father sang.
11 people operated the fraud network. They're saying it was more than 1,000 sham marriages. pairing Chinese nationals seeking green cards with U.S. citizens.
Wow.
They said it was the largest marriage fraud prosecutions in U.S. history for 10 years.
Well, so that's you know, forging legal, like, federal documents, right? That's a federal institution.
Yeah.
More than it's a religious institution, because the Lord didn't, you might have prayed about it, but once you decide you don't want to be married to him or her anymore, the Lord doesn't say, well, you need to pray about a year and so, then come back to me and let me know if you still want to do it.
The Chinese in question were paying the facilitators $100,000. Then if you're an American willing to participate, you could get up to $30,000.
Oh, they should have to go there now. How about that?
And if you recruited somebody into the operation, you got $5,000.
Jesus Christ.
This happened from 2016 till now.
You know,
I stopped it. I stopped the illegal Chinese marriages. You don't like it?
If they don't get us with wondering if people are from here, they get us from our people from here. And I'm talking about, like, the crazy phenomenon now where literally people... Now, I've seen some pretty odd videos of people shapeshifting. I really have. With the eyes and the... Like, there's that one guy from BBC, and I'm talking about the British news channel Fatboy.
Well, I'm tuning out then. So.
Well, I know that's your favorite porn category, but
Page gave me the magazines.
In this case, his lip starts to just turn this like purple color, and then red bumps start popping up all over his face all at once, and his eyes start to have this weird slit in them. You know what I'm saying? Not the malt liquor, Page.
I don't know if you're talking about the other one now or not.
I've never had that.
What, the schlitz?
Mm-mm.
Well.
You never had the schlitz.
There's so many jokes on top of one another here.
Doesn't smell too good.
But nevertheless, everybody's eyeing everybody now. Like, oh man, I can't tell if you're working for the Mossad or if you're a Palladian. Pleadian.
I always assume everybody is working with the Mossad. Working.
Don't you, like, I mean, after a while you start saying, okay, I'm Truman here.
He beat Dewey. You never got the schlitz with a buddy? You used to get the schlitz together.
The bull. Whoa! Rob Inario ran with the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bowl.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Paige, Fatboy said he had never heard this song before.
I'm ready. I'm for real, too. I can't place it.
I'm... We're sending some people back today, boy.
All right, this is Free Hall's Bitch. Play it for everybody.
That's Roger. Here comes Zap here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Without you.
Do you like
Drew? Baby. I tell you what.
Slow dance ever, Fat Boy?
Yeah, well, everything he does is slow. He slow walks.
Slow dances. Come here, buddy.
Slow crosses his legs.
I don't know how to put this.
That's hot.
Wasn't allowed to listen to certain music growing up. Somebody qualifies that category. R&B, and that's all I'll say.
Rhythm and blues.
Oh, yeah.
It's odd that was... categorized the way it was. Rhythm and blues.
You couldn't listen to this. Why? You think it's sexy music?
Why was it R&B but not R&R music for rock and roll?
Yeah, it was...
So many questions.
It was a little too suggestive. I couldn't have TLC records, had to hide my Keith Sweat CDs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Genuine couldn't have that.
Well, I see Genuine is the best.
I mean, I didn't grow up in California, Paige. You just do whatever the hell you wanted.
Yeah, my
grew
mom,
up in Pickens County.
My mom didn't censor my music.
Neither did Kmart. That's where we went and bought all CDs.
I
know.
That's where I bought. I bought America's Most Wanted with 3 K's in it.
Yeah,
and also bought. It was the second. It was the first N.W.A. tape after they kicked Ice Cube out. Where they like told him they wanted to cut his hair off and
that
brutalize him with a broomstick.
That went on for a little bit.
I bought that at Kmart, man. That's wild.
They might not have separated on good terms.
Yeah. I mean, I would get babysitting money and I'd go buy albums.
Yes.
Did you get babysitting money? That was my first job.
I babysat, too. If your kid was too rowdy, I would sit on him.
Plus, back in my day, if the right. boy was a babysitter, you thought he was a little sideways. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, how
boys my age were cutting grass.
Yes.
It wasn't babysitting.
Babysitting.
Meanwhile, though, for girls grass. Cutting grass, you're like, oh, I bet you're good at softball, too. You know, it's not. You can't please
I'm
anyone.
I'm not mowing, but I will ride a tractor.
Well, enough about your tools, Paige.
Oh, girl out there cutting grass, she's good, but, you know, she got a mohawk and a choker.
Right. Got on a dead Kennedy shirt.
I mean, my brother actually had a push mower, and he would complain.
Oh, well, I wouldn't cut your yard with Fat Boy pushing.
Hey!
Now.
I don't have a yard that big.
Speaking of the boy.
Lawn and Order shout out.
You made me want to do our bit about
Mullinax, shout out.
Our cleaning service that we came up with that time.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me.
Were we going to be naked? I can't remember.
No, it was the...
All right, I'm too horny right now, so I'm going to turn this down.
The only thing that we burn.
Oh, Paige, do you remember? This is a great idea. Now, the tagline was, the only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash.
The only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash. Because, you know, we don't want to haul your trash away, but we'll take it out of your house. So the only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash. That's the moniker. That's the motto of the company.
Okay.
The name of the company was Ku Klux Clean.
Ku Klux Clean.
The only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
If we guarantee that your house will be...
You won't set trees on
like
fire.
Like the driven snow.
We won't wear your sheets. We'll wash them.
Boom.
Dude, I just came up with that one.
Yeah.
We won't poke holes in them to look like ghosts or, you know, racist figures or whatnot.
The only thing, we're clean supremacists.
Yeah.
We're not going to look like the racist candy they put out, you know, for Halloween.
Our competition over there with their hands in the air wearing little bow ties. Oh, you don't mess with it.
No. You don't mess with Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan.
No. It's hard to say.
Now.
Ku Klux Klan.
This guy. By the way, you remember yesterday Fat Boy was saying that he's convinced himself he might have actually cursed himself when he climbed down in that grave. Like 15 years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we're talking about people who had, you know, curses and all this stuff. So yesterday, a guy texted the show. It was right after we talked about it. His name. Hold on. I have the original notes from yesterday.
We'll see if you can find it.
Uh-uh.
I already have it, you.
You have a name?
You S.O. bitch. I said S.O., by the way.
S.E.O.
And that's not toward the gas, the oil people or anything.
No,
or
why Charles did you jump up 50 cents?
What's up, Charles?
What's up, Chuck?
What are you sniffing?
Let me get S.O. today. Let me ride in.
Out of clue. His name is Dwight.
All right.
Not Shroot, but in that way, Dwight.
Is it?
It sounds like Bobby Allison saying, do what? Dwight?
You met Bobby Allison, too.
He still is a legend. Mm-hmm. 63, and I have... I think this is Columbia. Did I write down Columbia, South Carolina? I sure as hell did.
Yep.
I don't think many people listening right now can claim this distinction that Dwight has, Fat Boy.
Mm. Paige, no, I don't think so.
Dwight has been run over by two different vehicles in his life.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a distinction.
Survived?
That's a warning is what that is.
Dwight, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Batman.
First of all, God, that voice.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Were you in the Oak Ridge Boys by chance?
Giddy up.
Do your balls live in a wheelbarrow by chance?
God, so
you laugh like you just saw a kid fall off his bike.
Whoa. It's like you're the tall man from Phantasm. This is crazy.
Hey. If you teabag Paige, you get a concussion. She's all excited over here.
So you're okay with obviously telling this story, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me on. You guys are great.
Oh, well, yes, we are. So yesterday, when you text, you said you'd been run over twice. And again, you know, pardon the responses on that. But this is one of the craziest stories we've ever heard. Or is Dwight possibly the unluckiest man in South Carolina? Dwight, what do you say?
Well, I don't know about unlucky, but I guess I've had just a couple of bad days.
A couple.
Two separate occasions you were hit by a vehicle that it hits you hard enough to run you over.
Yeah.
Good God.
He's just wild.
And you have your faculties about you. Last guy that I knew that got ran over by two cars, you know, he couldn't even say Fingerville correctly. And
yeah,
God, that was... rest in peace. Rest in peace to Vince. Yeah.
Old shrimp nose.
Let's start with the first one. When was that? How old were you?
I was 12.
12? God bless.
Yeah.
And like, what was that? What, 70s? 80? What? 70s?
Yeah, it was around there.
All right. So what happened?
Yeah, I had a skateboard. Me and some friends, we were riding around in the neighborhood, and I was in the street, which my dad didn't like.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bad story already. Yeah. I can tell. I thought somebody was going to drive into his balls, and they got ejected from the car.
Oh, no, they hadn't fallen yet.
His dad's got a huge dent on the
this
side.
This is when he still talked like this.
Oh, that's...
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go ride and go search for Animal Chin.
Well, I bet when they fell, actually, it probably registered on the Richter scale, didn't it?
Well, no.
It's like a 7-2.
What were you doing?
The wife's balls dropped.
They didn't ollie back then, though. What were you just doing, the little sliding and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, I was just riding along, and then one of my wheels, it hits a rock, and I mean, it wasn't anything big, but the skateboard didn't stop, and I didn't.
I remember that sound, that feeling, like you'll be going, all of a sudden, a little tiny pebble just stop you completely.
You had cheater bolts too, so.
Well, I couldn't ollie. I was too fat to ollie.
Yeah, I went flying. I was probably like 10 feet or so.
God almighty. Where'd you land at?
Right in front of a Ford Fairlane.
Come on, man. No, you didn't.
Hickory dickory dock. Twice. A Ford Fairlane. Oh, my God. You just... Rob Ineri just set up in the car. Like, wait.
And he's
Ford
three
Fairlane.
Hours behind, too.
That's true. So you remember
yeah, no,
the car pretty specific, huh?
I remember it was a Ford Fairlane. Yeah. I remember the color. And I remember the front of that thing coming right at me.
And it just hit you.
Oh, yeah. Knocked me around pretty good.
Knocked me around pretty good.
Jesus, man.
How bad were you hurt?
I broke my arm, got some stitches, and yeah, man, I was banged up pretty bad.
So at 12 years old, all these other kids were like, oh, I fell out of the tree, blah, blah, blah. You got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And you did. Parents at home, the mom, dad come running out, or what was that?
Well, I got in trouble first.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
Oh, the cancer.
Yeah, no, my dad was mad at me because I was in the road, and so, yeah, I got a pretty good spanking.
While the arm was broken?
God dang.
Well, I mean, he didn't know it was broken yet.
Like, priorities here. I wish I could trauma bond with you, but I can't.
Trauma? Oh, my God. Dwight gets hit by a Ford Fairlane, gets thrown 10, 12 feet, whatever, gets stitches, broke his arm, and then his daddy's like, get over here, boy.
Wow.
Pretty much.
God almighty, man.
What you crying about?
That's how they raised him back then.
You had to go get your own switch.
You get hit by a Buick and your dad would hit you again for making him worry. That's how it worked out.
So that's the first time you're 12 years old, you get hit by a Ford Fairlane because you're out there trying to be Tony Hawk, but you survive it and you grow up. When did the second time? Well, when did you get hit again? It wasn't the same person, because I'm starting to think if it's the same person.
You're bad luck.
Yeah, like how old were you the next time?
40.
40. Okay.
And it happened just 3 days after my 40th birthday.
Oh, 3 days, man. That's horrible luck.
What were you doing this time? Were you
walking?
He's riding rollerblades down White Horse Road. You got to think, it's years later. The things have changed.
No, I was just working. I did how it would work back then, roadside stuff, maintenance, things like that, helping with vehicles, that kind of thing. So that was right off the 26.
Okay.
Filling potholes.
You knew what you were doing around traffic. I mean, this is not just
out there walking.
Yeah, no, I've been around it a long time.
Yeah.
And you were on 26?
Yeah.
I think? Okay.
So what happened with that one? It didn't involve...
Well, there was a vehicle.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying what happened.
Oh, yeah, no, there was a vehicle stopped on the side of the road. I was helping it out. I don't remember every detail. It's been a long time.
Tell us what you remember, like the make and model. I mean, do you remember all that, or like what do you remember about? Like, did you get okay? I need to slow the story down a little bit.
Oh, we might have to though.
What do you remember though?
Can you put a pin in there for a second? Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on for me. Stupid ass clog, man. We gotta take a break.
What'd you call me?
I had a lunch list that said, today, go to stupid ass clock. I didn't say which one, so don't get mad.
Oh, I thought you were constipated. You said you had an ass clock.
Well, that's constantly.
That too.
People up in Tennessee can do that really well.
Yeah.
Shout out, Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
Ass cloggers. Okay.
Ringgold. What's up, Raymond?
And look, I love the proverbial urination contest about stuff. My grandpa got hit 3 times before. Now, I don't know if that's a joke or not, but like...
How does that happen?
That's the way people are. That's
worst luck if that happens.
Getting struck by lightning.
All right. Here's the thing that I want to get to with this guy because of... I love this... I love the stories about people when they... when they die. Now, you know, not when they...
Oh, you're talking about coming back?
Creepy.
When they have those brushes with death. Uh-huh. And Paige, this dude saw some stuff.
Oh, gosh.
When he got hit on 26.
I thought you were going to say you love the rainy nights.
No, I love Eddie Rabbit, though. I love Eddie Rabbit. Don't like the Volkswagen Rabbit. No relation.
How about the Fat Rabbit? You like that?
Okay. You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Very interesting story. So.
Yeah, it is.
Currently, the person has been hit by the most vehicles and lived to tell about it.
Well,
that we've ever talked to is on the show right now. Twice he's been run over by vehicles.
I don't think I know a lot of people that have been ran over by a vehicle and lived to tell
not
about
completely
it.
Run yeah. over. Yeah. I know people have been hit by vehicles. My two dogs, you may remember, were murdered by a car
God
when
bless.
I was very young.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it happen. It was sad. It was sad.
Yeah.
And you know what? It could have been a Ford Fairlane, too, just like the one that hit Dwight. But anyway, he was 13 then. And then a few days after turning 40, being a, you know, they say, oh, be the good Samaritan, Paige, yeah. or Samaritan, or whatever.
Yes.
Be the good Samaritan and pull over and help people. And he's doing that. And then all of a sudden, a car hits him, dude. And here's the thing.
I'm supposed to move over.
Like, you actually died, right, Dwight?
Yeah.
Like, not almost died. Like, your heart stopped.
Yeah, they had to bring me back.
Brought him back.
Oh, wait a minute.
How long were you gone totally? Like off, you know, I guess flatlined or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. They told me afterward it was a few minutes. I really don't remember the number.
Yeah. You lay in there like all critically injured, you know. You were telling us off the air all the stuff that was, I don't, you know, you get into your medical stuff or whatever. I mean, you
can't buy
your heart stopped. Yeah, but like your heart stops and they're working on you. And
yeah,
like what do you remember? And take your time.
It's hard to explain.
Take your time. I
love these questions.
I love this talk about what people see and feel. But what did you see?
Well, I remember floating.
Yeah. Oh, floating, like maybe in a pool, like on your back, or
yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I wasn't laying anywhere. I was just floating.
Like in...
like a turd? I'm kidding.
That's awful.
I couldn't think. Like, I'm trying to picture. Like,
he's just trying to get you to laugh with that laugh of yours.
That's like, what it is, really.
Like, was this like darkness? Like, did it feel like outer space?
No. That was the strangest part.
Yeah. What was it?
It was bright, but there was this, like, mist around me or smoke or maybe a cloud. I really don't know what it was.
Yeah. Like, like white smoke, white cloud, like a cloud of white? Does that make sense?
Not exactly. It's hard to describe. It wasn't dark, but it wasn't like looking at the sky either. Just everything around me was bright.
Yeah. And anything in front of you? Like, did you see a staircase or did you see, you know, winged cherubims or any?
Light.
A gate.
Light. You saw light?
Yeah, just light.
Like at the light. End of the tunnel light?
No, not a tunnel.
God bless, man.
Hmm.
Carol Ann. Like, what was it? What did you... Like,
It was brighter than anything else. It was like almost too bright to look at.
Yeah. But you could, though? You could look at it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Could you... Because they say, like, in the Bible, they're like, the brightness of God's face is, you can't look at it as so bright or whatever, but you also can't take your eyes off of it.
No, I couldn't take my eyes off of it at all.
You know, I'm not joking, but it's a little uncomfortable because I feel like I'm there.
Like, well, look at the way you're setting right now. Oh, get your life right, by the way, and it wouldn't be so uncomfortable.
Well, it's a posture issue.
That's exactly right.
Laying back in the chair.
Yeah, you know, he gets all nervous. We start talking about the afterlife.
Oh, is that big balls laugh again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing was, like, I wasn't scared at all.
Yeah. God, I would. You were not scared. I would have been.
No.
He got hit by the vehicle. His heart stopped. He's floating in some kind of
out of body
swamp. Mist or whatever, and then there's this light that you can't even really look at, and you ain't scared.
No, it felt good.
Felt how good? It just makes me think of Flatliners now, or people like being choked during sex.
Great movie.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't. I'm not comfortable with that. I had a girl one time ask me to choke her, and I'm like, no, I'm not comfortable.
We're not with women big enough that could choke us, to be honest.
That's true. We'd have to have a threesome just to have enough hands to get around our throats.
I have tiny hands.
Man, I really don't know
heaven,
how to explain
Let's talk about heaven. It was the misty kind of peace.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Peaceful, it was bliss.
Were the gates pearly?
Oh, Paige,
I've seen her movies, Mr. Peace.
It was just pure bliss.
Yeah, and let's see, you see and hear, and do you hear? Is there sound in heaven? Do you hear a trumpet sound? Or
I actually heard singing.
Singing. Oh, that's the choir.
Yeah,
that's choir. Who was singing?
I don't know. That's the thing. I couldn't see anybody, and there weren't any people there.
I hope everyone finds the humor in this, but...
Was there by himself?
Were they singing in English, or...
No, there were no words.
No words? They were humming.
Yeah, it wasn't really a song. It was just... I don't know how to explain it. It was just singing.
No, it was deaf people singing then.
No, it's like probably like the sirens were in... like just this beautiful, like,
beckoning.
And you're floating in this mist,
so
looking
beautiful.
At this pretty, pretty light. Was Michael Landon there? No. You hear this singing, but it's not singing. It's like just.
I wish Little Joe was there.
It's
singing, but it's not with words. I don't know how to explain it.
And then what from there? Like, what do you feel like you were? When you're floating, are you like levitating, or are you being pulled toward anything, or what?
I wasn't being pulled toward it. There was this light, and I wanted to go toward the light.
Dwight wanted to go toward the light.
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the part that bothers me.
Why? Because you felt like you wanted to die? Like, what do you, why though?
Well, I mean, when I think about it now, it scares the hell out of me. It was the best feeling I've ever had.
Well, yeah, but like when it's happening though, you.
Just probably in shock.
Probably didn't want to come back.
It was. Wow, man, look at the texts we're reading from people. Dwight, let me ask you a question, if I could. Dwight?
I thought you died again.
Oh my gosh.
This is a lot of memories flooding back, man.
This is insane. The singing, that really like made the kind of the hair on my arm stand up, and because the singing, but
I feel like you might get interviewed by Scene on 7 now, just, you know.
The way he struggled to put it into words. He's like, they're singing, but there's no words, and there's no people, and they're it's like that hum, yeah, like maybe that's the earth sound, or like the your O-H-M, your
hum.
Doesn't that feel good? Do you have us on speakerphone or earbuds or right now, Dwight?
Say that again.
Do you hear the Does that bring you back to it?
It was. I mean, think of it like 1,000 people like singing like that, though.
God. Is it true your boys are so big that they got to the afterlife before you did, actually?
That's awful.
You just followed them.
Something else.
For what you did with boys is why you're going to hell.
I've said the word balls too much, I've been told. So.
Well, that's why. You know, what's funny is when it comes to Balls McButter, I say the boys too. Because you don't want to talk about your balls. No. I totally get it. Dwight, I'm glad you didn't die. And I'm not that. But he came back.
Yeah, that's true. He did come back.
He came back. So,
are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Rose, this is a weird M. Night Shyamalan movie.
People want to know on text, do you get PTSD about driving or being behind the wheel of a vehicle? Probably not.
No.
Because you got driving when you got hit.
Yeah, I wasn't driving when I got hit.
Yeah, these people are stupid. They can't listen very well.
If I were him, I'd be afraid to walk across the street, you know, because third time's a charm.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
Dwight, thank you for sharing, man. What people don't know, Dwight is, he called into work 2 hours late to actually come on the show today. So we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. I appreciate you letting me talk.
All right. Watch out for him vehicles. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Anytime you get a glimpse of what could be out there afterwards.
But then you also have the people say, you don't know what you're seeing when that, like, I agree with part of that, too. But, like, I remember what Kevin Smith told us, and Kevin Smith is not
I'll never forget this,
a spiritual person or whatever, but was his mom or dad?
Dad
was dying, and he I want to make sure I'm saying the right part, it's something very serious, that he felt like his legs were on fire.
Yep.
And like his legs started turning dark colors, and he's a white guy, obviously.
His dad was and screaming.
And, like, his legs was on fire, almost like he was standing in hell. And then he died.
Oh,
I know. Boy, that's some wicked stuff, man.
Yeah.
Wicked stuff. Oh, let's have fun in the morning. Listen to the Rise Guys. Talk about death.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.